It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's so glad that you've joined us today. We're in this book of Romans, studying the book of Romans today. Romans chapter 2, we're going to begin with the 7th verse in reading. Actually, we're going to begin with the 6th verse. And then we're going to read to the end of the chapter. And that'll get us ready and aware of what's going on and we're going to have a wonderful study. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, we're at parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org. Got many studies up there for you. The plan of salvation is there. Our constitution is there. And so please that you would take a look at that and enjoy it. And then also, if you'd like to email us, parkviewbible@gmail.com. parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We're going to begin now reading in the 6th verse of the 2nd chapter of the book of Romans. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish unto every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also the Gentile. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor in the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and the truth in the law. There thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For the circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision doth transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. a lot of reading today, and it may seem somewhat confusing to you, but we're going to have a good study as we enjoy it today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer after reading the end of this chapter. Father, we do thank you today that we can come together. We just love the opportunity to proclaim the Word, to read it, to study it, and just fellowship over it. It gives us great strength. It brings us salvation, because those that are lost that hear your word then allows the Spirit of God to come in and convict the heart and show us how worthless we are and how much we need a Savior, and then directs us and brings us right to the only Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son, your precious Son, the only begotten Son. So please, that you'll just lead those today that are lost to you, that they'll recognize their condition and be saved. Then, Father, too, just take the ones that are born again, that have trusted in you as their Savior, some just yesterday, some years ago. But please take us and teach us your word and your way and your truth. Now, thank you, Father, for this study. Guide and lead us today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to back up just a little bit here, because as we look at these verses of Scripture, we find that back up in the second verse, it says, according to truth. And everything is according to truth. And then we come down here in verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds. And that is accomplished according to his truth. Today, some men choose not to abide by certain laws. Sometimes, and it seems that it's common today in the leadership, that the law has no bearing. It's whatever man desires. If it's abiding by a law and it suits them, fine. If it doesn't, then they just don't pay any attention to it. That's man. God does not do that. God is truth. He never lies. He never changes his truth, his word. And so please understand that when he could say 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago, when he can say and give us the plan of salvation, the gospel, 6,000 years ago, it is the same as completed, and it was completed when Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago. And many of his truths that were stated back 5,000, 6,000 years ago, those statements have come to pass, and they happened exactly the way he said it was going to. We can trust his word. We can stand upon his word. And so when it says, according to truth in verse 2, we know that the deeds that are going to be rendered, who will render to every man according to his deeds, God will judge properly. He will judge correctly. And so we come through and we find that there's a judgment, there's the sin that is unpardonable, unforgiven. The only sin is unbelief. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if you don't believe that he died on the cross for you, if you don't believe that he is the only begotten Son of God, if you don't believe that Jehovah God, his Father, is the only God, there's not multiple gods, there's not one has this place and this planet, and there is one God that spoke the universe into existence. And that was the duty and the purpose of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. God the Father gave him that power and authority. He also gave him the authority and the power to come down here to earth and to die for our sins and trust in him. So please, that you trust in Jesus today and call upon him. Do not fall into unbelief. Because as we look at the amount of, and we had read from Luke chapter 12, verse 42 through 48 last time we were together, and we find that what takes place, what happens, and that is that there are different levels of penalty. There's different levels of trouble, of torment that's going to take place in hell, in the lake of fire, after the judgment, and it's set upon all of our deeds. But the basis of that is unbelief. The more light you have and the more you reject that light, the greater your judgment will be. Then we looked at concerning the saved and the rewards that they'll have. It's not a judgment to whether they're going to go to heaven or go to hell, because once you come by faith to Jesus, Jesus saves you, Jesus keeps you, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit. And so we looked up 1 Corinthians 3, 11 through 15, we looked up 2 Corinthians 5, 10. And then we came to the lost, and that's where we're going to kind of begin today. And we're going to reread. Now, the scripture verse that we ended with was Matthew 12:36. But before we go to that one, we're going to go back into Revelation, and we're going to read these verses once again. This is concerning the lost. If you have not come by faith to Jesus, you've decided to come another way, through a cult or through connection with the scripture at all, just going to work your way there. Maybe you're trusting in a religion, a church. You're a church member. You've been baptized and you're saved. We've read all about circumcision here concerning the Jews back in Romans. So we look at all those things. You find that there is no other way except the way of the cross leads home, as that beautiful hymn tells us. So please trust in Jesus today. Now, here we're talking about the lost. We're going to begin reading with the 20th chapter of Revelation, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, the book of life. Now we're going to look at one more verse, and then we'll come back. Chapter 21, verse 27. 21, 27. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The way you will be written in the land, your name in the Lamb's book of life, is to come by the Lord Jesus, call upon him, trust him today. Now we have books and we have the book back in the 12th verse of chapter 20 in Revelation. The books are all your works. Every time you heard the truth, the word of God, and you rejected it, you would not believe it. Every act of disobedience that you performed, you know, you want to be judged on your abilities, you're going to be judged on your abilities. So trust for sure that's going to take place. You're going to be judged on your ability. And one of those abilities, one of those opportunities is that you can call upon Jesus. You must call upon Jesus. I'm not talking about a given church, talking about a religion. The only thing I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. Please come by faith to Jesus and be saved today. Please call upon him. And so you need your name written in the Lamb's book of life. That is the only way. Whosoever's not found written in the book of life, that's the Lamb's book of life. That's what it was talking about in the 27th verse of chapter 21. Also, that's what we're talking about here when it talks about the books in the middle of verse 12, and then the book was opened. Because you're judged on your works, but you check to see if your name is written in that Lamb's book of life. Because if it is, then everything you have done is either to his honor and glory because you served him, or it is burning, go away. You'll be judged by those works, and you'll be cast into the lake of fire. And judgment will come according to the light you had. Now, back to Romans, and then just flip right on back to Matthew. We'll go all the way back there, and then we'll get back to Romans. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, because that's kind of where we ended. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Please call upon Jesus. Everything you do, every word you speak, will be judged. It will be held against you because you chose not to come by faith to Jesus. So all that will be brought out, all the light that was shown because you had sat in church a lot of your life, listened to the gospel presented. Maybe you've listened to this radio program for many years, and by doing that, well, you have seen the light, but you chose not to come. You'll be judged by all those things, and then that'll set your level of penalty. That'll be your charges against you, and then it'll be just like when you go into have a prison sentence for something that you do here upon earth. It is set upon how great the sin was. Well, the greatest sin is unbelief, not believing in Jesus. And so that will set your consequences, your trouble, your tribulation, all the pain and suffering that you're going to have in hell. The level of that is set by what you and how you have been, how you've seen the light, how much you've enjoyed the gospel and rejected it, and the things that you've done. Now, also believers will be judged, but they're going to be judged on their actions of how they have served. Now, it's not concerning salvation. You're going to heaven. But what we do in His name, then we're going to receive rewards for that we can lay at His feet. And what a glorious day that's going to be. And so, now back to Romans. Chapter 2, verse 7. To them, we start out with verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. What a scripture verse there that we can look at and enjoy. Patient continuance in well-doing. Not at all for eternal life. You see, that verse 7 is not about salvation. Not about spending eternity with God. It is about being obedient to Him, to enjoy the works and enjoy what we do in His name. It's not for salvation. Patient continuance and well-doing. Be steady. Be steady. It's all to do with listening to the Word of God and being obedient to His Word. All of us, as we have read in Corinthians concerning wood, hay, and stubble, precious stones, the gold, silver, and precious stones will be refined and made better. That's the works that we do for Him. But then all of us will as well have wood, hay, and stubble that will burn at the testing of the fire. And so please that you be born again, and then let's begin this work. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. It's not that we haven't got, we're seeking for it. We're desiring to be closer and closer to that time when we see Jesus face to face. But now verse 8, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation, and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, for the Jew first and also the Gentile. As we look at this verse, this contentious, we have a quarrelsome rebellion to them, unto them that are contentious, that are quarrelsome and rebellious. You know, I'm sure that if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have run into folks like that. Even ourselves, we become that way sometimes. But by the Spirit of God indwelling us, we should get over it very quickly and not be quarrelsome and not be rebellious and come by faith to Jesus and walk with Him each and every day. Repent, turn back to Him. We didn't lose our salvation, but we lost our fellowship with him. But the lost, that's who they are. Those that reject the gospel, they will face those that do not obey the truth. Now let's clarify that. That is talking about, first of all, the gospel. The truth, the Word of God tells us that we are sinners and we're lost and we need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And so the first, if you do not obey the truth, that basic truth of salvation that you need, there's nothing else for you. But instead of obeying that truth, you obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, and tribulation, and anguish. That's what you're paying attention to. Unto every soul of men that doeth evil, the Jew first, and also the Gentile. So, what happens when we do not listen to him, do not obey the truth, do not pay attention to the truth? We're going to face this difficult time here, a time of trouble, a time of sorrow, no peace, no joy. You say, oh no, I don't know Jesus and I am so happy. You may be happy on the outside, but you just keep going and looking and trying to find something to keep that peace, and it's never going to be satisfied. You're just going to keep changing all the time. This tribulation and anguish unto every soul of man that doeth evil. So, obeying unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation, and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. And he classes here first. He said, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. First to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. Why the Jews first? Because they had more light. Verse 10. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Once again, the Jew had the extra light. They were shown the presence of God earlier than the Gentiles received it. And so they also enjoy the peace and the glory if they're serving him. All who accept Jesus, follow the truth, and live for God, and God will give glory and honor and peace. One has the wrath and tribulation and anguish, and the other has glory and honor and peace. Salvation is of Jesus. It all comes through the seed of David. The Jew first, then the Gentile. Now we look at this 11th verse, and the 11th verse says, for there is no respect of persons. There is no respect of persons. God will show no respect in persons when it comes to his blessings. A born-again Gentile has just as great a blessing as a born-again Jew. God will reward all men rightly. And just because a Jew is a Jew, you may think that his judgment may be lightened because he's the chosen race. But that's not so. His reward, he's listed first, but his reward will not be greater, and his judgment will not be lessened. God's judgment is right, whether it's a Jew or a Gentile. God is impartial. When it comes to trusting in him as our Savior, he sees no color of skin. He sees no difference in nationalities of people. All are the same and all are equal. And so we need to do the same. We need to all work and serve God and praise God. We need to do an honest day's work, and that in itself pleases God. God hates someone lazy. He does not want someone that is lazy. We see that the wages of sin is death, according to Romans 6:23. It doesn't matter, Jew or Gentile. No one can be saved apart from the grace of God. And we really get into that in this next section here, around 17 and on down. Because we need to realize that it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is belief. Believe in the only begotten Son of God. I can't stress that enough. In rewards, in judgment, God is the same with everyone. He will judge you if you are white, black, yellow. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter where you were born. God will judge you, and he will condemn you to the lake of fire. But not because of where you were born and who you were. It is because what you didn't do, you refused to believe. That's where that comes from. And at the same light, if someone calls upon the Lord Jesus for salvation because the Spirit of God has convicted his heart, he will save them. And he will give them peace and joy and strength equally. No one is blessed greater than another. God has no respect of persons. He is equal, always, the same. What wonderful verses of Scripture. You know, there are many that believe that there are only a certain few that are saved. Well, what do they do with that 11th verse then? Because if God would choose just some to be saved, then he is a respecter of persons. But he is not a respecter of persons. He desires that all be saved. And all can be saved if they come, the whosoever will. What wonderful verses of Scripture. Salvation is impartial. It comes to anyone and everyone that will call upon him to be saved. Judgment is impartial. And the judgment will come. There is different levels of judgment, as we talked about, but it's according to the amount of light that you received. How many times did you hear the gospel? How many times did you refuse the gospel? How many times did someone, a loved one, a parent or a grandmother or somebody come to you and say, please trust in Jesus? And you said, I don't want anything to do with that. When you have that much light, your judgment is going to be greater. It's all eternal, but it will be greater because of your unbelief. And we have several verses of Scripture here that I want to read, and we just have a little bit of time left, but let's start with Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Deuteronomy 10, 17. Deuteronomy 10, 17, for the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not persons nor taketh reward. It is a wonderful verse of Scripture back in Deuteronomy. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, it's whosoever will. Ezekiel, Daniel. Let's see if we can find Ezekiel here. I hope that you're looking for it as well. Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel 18, verse 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Everyone is responsible for their own actions. Everyone is responsible. God holds each one accountable. Now, we've got two more, Romans 3 and Romans 10, to read. We'll begin there next time. It is wonderful to come together and study the Word of God. Please trust in Jesus today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?